This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 1 Timothy chapters 4 through 6, Godliness plus contentment equals great gain. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some time ago, I was talking with the governor of one of our western states. He and his family had just moved into the governor's mansion, and he was telling me how his lifestyle had changed. There were lots of people around to help him do his job. Most of his life he had mowed his own lawn, but he no longer did that. The state provided a team of people to maintain the grounds and clean the house and serve the food and so on. He had advisors and secretaries and aides of various kinds. But, he said, in spite of the fact that there are numerous bedrooms with many beds, I can only sleep in one of them at a time. There were stacks of beautiful bone china and crystal glassware, but he needed only one plate, one cup, and one saucer at a time. What he was communicating to me, there are really only a few material things absolutely essential for living. If we have those, we really have all we need. And that's exactly what Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, let us be content. I don't believe that Paul is speaking here of contentment in our spiritual lives. Our prayer life can always be improved. Our Bible study can always grow deeper. No, in this passage, Paul is speaking of the constant lust that all of us seem to have for more and more worldly goods, primarily money. For people who have an insatiable desire to be rich, he gives a warning in the very next verse. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Friend, it's not wrong to try to improve your financial condition. The danger is a lustful heart which gives money a wrong priority. And it's not wrong to be rich, as long as your heart is generous and your hope is in Christ. The bottom line must be drawn within us, because contentment is a matter of the heart. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. This daily guide will encourage you and help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule in the new year. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, focusing your spiritual vision on Daily Discipleship.